Right. I think that it's important that we always be calm and be very loving in how we speak to people. And to make it clear, and sometimes we may have to repeat it or, you know, lower our voice so that they have to lean in to listen a little bit more rather than raising our voice, to say, I'm not talking about individual people who had an abortion. I'm talking about what abortion is. And then always tie in the fact that if you've had one, our Lord wants to heal that. Our Lord wants to forgive it. He wants to heal it. He wants to restore us to that image that he's always had of who we are. And I think that if we always approach it with that love, love in our hearts and love in our voices, that it can get through. But there's always going to be that danger that somebody's going to misunderstand or somebody's going to attack us. But then again, you know, there were a lot of people in Germany who fought against the Holocaust who were attacked, and some of them were killed, you know. And so if we're standing for what's right, we may have some people hate us for it. But if we let the individual person who is feeling hurt and starting to lash out know, I'm not attacking you. I'm just talking about the reality of what abortion is. And, you know, if you're hurting from this, Jesus wants to heal that.